Welcome everybody to the last session of this two-week online Metta retreat. This morning I had no internet connection, so I was a bit worried that I would not be able to join this afternoon. It's now 2 o'clock. I briefly talked with Aya Viranyani this morning. Oh, now she is coming in. So I was just getting worried that she would not be able to turn up. But here she is. So everything is fine.
I feel embarrassed because I was trying to log in on my Zoom room and it wasn't working.
So for today's session, first Aya Viranyani will give some suggestions of how to continue practice in day-to-day life, about 15 minutes. Then I will give some suggestions for also 15 minutes. And after that, we'll have a sharing where everybody or those who feel inclined to can just share something in regard to this retreat, to your experiences, for about half an hour. And then there is some practical information, and at the end we'll do a few metta chants plus dedicating and sharing all the merits. So then with this, I hand over to Aya Viranyani, who will start.
Thank you, Aria, and I'm happy you're able to be here. I'm happy you're all able to be here. It's just an ongoing joy to see you all. And of course, for some of us, change is coming, especially those of you in Australia, you know, the next retreat's out of the question because of time. So this part of the Metta retreat will end, and the practice, of course, goes on. One of the joys of this form of retreat is that it's much less of a question of how to continue the practice in your day-to-day life than it is during a residential retreat, where you sit and walk for 14 hours and you're not looking around and you're not connecting with your phone or anybody else, that's it. Here, we practice for a certain number of hours each day and live our lives. And it becomes very, very clear, and I know it has become very clear for all of you, based on what you've shared with us and here in the big group, that your day-to-day practice is its own meditation hall. When we could have these in-person retreats at Chenmingyang, where Aria is now, at the end of the retreat, Sayadaw would always say, please don't leave your metta here, take it out the gate with you when you go. And of course, that instruction that instruction doesn't change any. Please don't leave your metta practice here on the computer. Take it out into the world with you every day. And you've been practicing this, as I've said. So it requires less explanation. But what we want to do is to offer a little bit of encouragement. Because it's different here, of course, when we come here every day and we meet together and we share and we talk about the practice and we realize, oh, other people are having the same challenge I am, than it is when we're on our own and not sitting and walking as much in terms of formal practice. The metta is no longer kind of at the center of our attention. It moves often more to the periphery. And so our practice in daily life without the support of a retreat becomes how to keep the metta in the center of our being, in the center of our attention. And there's no wrong answer for that. Moment to moment, day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. That's our practice, is to figure that out. There's no recipe we can offer, except some general ones. First, don't be afraid to do it wrong. You can't, so long as you're inclining to metta somehow. So if the way you do that is to chant to yourself or even out loud, that's fine. That's inclining to metta. Or if you do a sort of Thich Nhat Hanh kind of practice where every time the phone rings, you use that as your mindfulness / metta bell, that works too. Or every time you're using public transport, you take that as a meditation hall. Or the queue at the grocery store, or walking down the street. That works too. There are so many ways to bring metta into the center of our being, and to bring this habit of inclining to metta into a place where it becomes effortless. Because we do it so often, it just is going in the background. Personally, for myself, I really, really love walking. And when I speak about walking in this context, I'm not just talking about formal walking practice, although I love that too. But walking, just walking. I've done several Caminos at this point, because I like to walk so much. And when you put a pack on your back and you walk for 800 kilometers, there's a lot of time in that month, in the month that it takes that, to radiate metta. And I personally try to radiate metta when I do this, as much as I remember every day. And because of that, every time I walk, wherever I'm walking, when the feet touch the ground, there is this, well, happy, peaceful, well, happy, peaceful, because it's such a strongly now entrenched habit where it wasn't before. Now, yeah, there isn't the really deep metta connection you get when you're quietly by yourself sitting for an hour or two or three. There isn't that kind of concentration. But when we're cultivating metta for the sake of metta, the concentration is far less important than the habit of inclination. And so whatever it takes for you to do that, it might be walking, it might be swimming, it might be gardening, it might be playing music, whatever it happens to be, use it as metta practice, something that you find enjoyable. And not to be heavy about this, not to take it on as a job or, or you know, a practice, all in uppercase letters with that kind of force. Yes, it's a practice, but keeping it light, keeping it like play. It might be making a cup of tea. Some of us like to drink tea. That, for me, is a particularly joyful activity. I really like drinking a cup of tea. Something very comforting about it. So use your trying with a cup of tea, radiating metta. And if you find something you do every day and you take it on as a place to practice, you'll be bringing this practice into your life in a way that's deep, strong, dependable. It's very surprising this practice. And a number of you have mentioned, oh, wow, I'm really surprised. Various aspects of this practice are surprising. Many of you know this. One of the aspects I find to be a delightful surprise is the beneficial effect of playing with the practice in our daily life. It doesn't take much. It just takes intention. And just like with our formal sitting and walking practice, it takes remembering and starting over every time we forget. And not making that a big deal, but just doing it. It's the same process as in our sitting and walking here. And if that's all we do, that's not a small thing at all. It's really important. So really encouraging you to, all of you to play with this. And many of you have heard me say this a number of times. I've heard Aria saying this a number of times. There are always new places. If you've done this already, there will always be new places. Because what we're doing when we really bring the metta into the center of our lives is we're increasing the continuity of the inclination. And just as with this formal practice, that continuity is what brings power to the practice, strength to the practice. And real, durable, noticeable effects on our outer life. And I emphasize play because it is play and because we can have an agenda with this. It's very easy, so be careful about that. It gets in the way. Remembering that metta is just metta without an agenda. So not doing it so that will be different than we are already. Better somehow than we are already. Not doing this out of aversion to absent-mindedness or aversion to forgetting the practice. Yeah, we don't want to forget the practice. It's not the best thing in the world. But when it happens to react to it with dosa, is the opposite of metta. And an agenda is a subtle form of dosa. It's the greed side of the coin. So we don't like it. We have an agenda. We want to have a stronger practice. And it comes with that kind of force. Of course we want to have a stronger practice. But just making a soft determination about that and letting it go and see what happens when you hold it lightly, as opposed to when you try too hard. And the field of metta out there, the number of different meditation balls that we encounter is limitless. And taking them lightly, joyfully, and just as seriously as you take the formal practice. So that paradox, please understand, when you take something seriously, it doesn't mean it becomes a job or a thing you don't want to do but have to because you should. It just means you engage wholeheartedly in that cultivation. Not casually. That wholeheartedness serves us well in the practice, whether it be on our cushions or in daily life. A beloved Vipassana teacher of mine, Saita Vivekananda, often says, casual practice has casual results. That's true. But it doesn't mean we get rigid or tight. It just means we engage in the practice as best as we can and let go of the outcome. And remember again and again and again, as many times as we can. So I leave you with this as encouragement to break the rules, whatever rules you think you have, and to use the practice each day, to engage in the practice each day, kindly, gently, joyfully. Thank you for your practice, everybody. Now I'll turn you over to Maria for her reflections as well.
Thank you, sister. So yes, bringing, manifesting the metta out, continuing to bringing it out, manifesting it in your day-to-day life, in all aspects of your life. Ivy Ranyani has given you some suggestions, inspirations. I will pick up on that. And one other aspect is, of course, we can also do formal meditation practice, metta meditation practice in our day-to-day life. Some of you might already have a formal practice. Maybe it's vipassana-based practice every day or a number of times during the week. And so, you know, metta, of course, can also be practiced in a formal setting, be that sitting or walking. And, you know, you could just do metta for whatever time you have for your daily formal practice. Or you could combine it with the vipassana practice. And combining it with vipassana, it's best to start a session with the metta for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then from there switch to the vipassana. It's better than starting with vipassana and then at the end some metta, because with the metta, you know, as you know, it's a samatha-based practice. It helps calm the mind. And you also establish this metta attitude, which then is helpful when you switch on to the vipassana practice. So then the mind is already a bit calmer, more focused when you go to the vipassana practice. And on top of that, you bring this metta attitude to your vipassana practice. Often we are asked at the end of the retreat, how long should a daily formal practice be? There is no set answer. It depends on your life. You know, don't think that you need to practice formally at least half an hour, or 45 minutes, or 1 hour. Start with any amount of time that you can do. Even 5 minutes of formal practice every day is already very good. You know, 5 minutes, most likely you can incorporate it into your day, even if your life is quite busy. But keep doing it regularly is more important than having, you know, 1 hour set sessions or 2 hours, but then you cannot make that regularly and so you skip them all together. But 5 minutes, yes. And then after some time you may notice, I could do 10 minutes. And so then you can increase to 10 minutes. And maybe later, 15 minutes is also possible. So if you gradually increase the time in this way, it becomes much more likely that it becomes a regular thing to do in your day. And apart from, you know, bringing metta into your formal practice, you can also use support and inspiration for the metta. So listen to metta talks or read books on the practice of metta meditation. And today or tomorrow, we will send out some end of retreat information. And on this you have the links to some websites where you can find metta talks. You know, all the metta talks from all the metta retreats we have held here in Burma. And also these talks from January retreat will be put on the dharmaseed.org website. And if, you know, you want to kind of keep the momentum going a little bit, so the second retreat, which will start on February 6th, again, I will put all the recorded sessions on my website, you know, some hours after the session has finished. So then, if you feel, you know, you're needing some inspiration or, you know, wanting to join the guided meditation that we offer, then you can go to my website and listen to the talks there. In regard to what Ayavi Ranyani has already said, you know, manifesting the metta in day-to-day activities, there's plenty of opportunity. Basically, as much as we remember, we can manifest the metta, we can cultivate the metta. But, you know, after a retreat, maybe we remember more often, but then as we get sucked into our routines of day-to-day life, more and more we might forget. And so one thing I found helpful is, you know, to choose a certain activity that you do every day and determine to do that as a metta activity. It could be, you know, eating one meal without, you know, checking your phone, listening to news, reading the news, but just eating the meal and cultivating metta. Or it could be, you know, somewhere where you walk every day, maybe down the stairs and out down the road to the bus stop, or walking to the shop, or walking from the parking lot of the shop into the shop. So a path that you walk almost every day or every day, and so then you decide, for 1 week, each time I walk this path, that's my metta practice, my kind of metta exercise practice. Of course, in other activities when you remember as well, but having a determination to really engage in one chosen activity, cultivating metta, each day for a week, or it could be for a period of 2 weeks, you know, you build up the habit of remembering metta, of cultivating metta. And likewise, what Ayavi Ranyani has said, you know, when the phone rings, that you don't pick it up immediately, but let it ring 3 or 5 times. And even without knowing yet who is calling, cultivating metta for that person. Or likewise, when you hear that ding, ding, a message comes in, do not immediately look at the phone and read the message. You can wait a minute and spend the time cultivating metta to that person who has sent you the message. What Ivy Aranyani has stressed so much, and what is also, you know, what I also found very important, is that it should be a playful practice, not another thing that you have to do and then tick off at the end of the day. And you know, if there is a day where everything goes wrong, you drop a plate and you spill the tomato sauce and you hurt your finger when closing the door. So, you know, if you just don't feel like doing metta, then don't do it. You know, it's not a must. You know, then be aware of being grumpy and frustrated. You know, do vipassana practice. And let it move through you. And a few hours later, or the following day, the world looks different. The sun is shining again, or a nice soft rain is falling. So then, pick it up again. Well, I think I stop here so that we can continue, and I hand over again to Ivy Aranyani.
Thank you, Aria. So now we come to the part of this session today that where you contribute, where we hear what you have to share, hear your reflections. So we have a half an hour, hopefully, for anybody who wants to share a few brief reflections, please, because of the time and the number of people, make it very short and to the point. Aria has her little bell. And so if you go over about 2 minutes, please don't take it personally if you hear the little bell ringing. It means time to wrap it up and move on. So as we've done every morning, the routine's the same. If you want to share, either put your hand up as Vicky has done just now, or just unmute yourself. Make sure you do that and start talking. So please, Vicky, please unmute yourself.
I wanted to thank everyone for such a marvelous retreat. And I have to tell you that today I was really stunned. I go to group exercises every couple of days. And today, a lady whom I sort of know but don't know well walked up to me and she said, "Vicky, you know you look wonderful. You're amazingly relaxed." And I just looked at her and I said, "Oh, am I?" I said, "I've just finished, or nearly finished, a 2 weeks retreat." She said, "Well, it's showing." So thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yes, Francesca, and then maybe Mimi wants to say something.
So,
not wait, Francesca, yeah, first.
Jessica, yeah.
This has been my first online retreat, and it's been really an incredible experience. I'm so grateful to you all. And it's been particularly striking in a way to see how the world and things that happened in daily life synchronize to materialize my difficulties. And it's wow. But it's wow because I know now that it works also the other way around. And that's really incredible. And I know that in the next sentence there's some clinging, but I'll miss you all.
Thank you, Francesca.
Now you can talk.
So I would like to share about, because of all of you have already meritorious deeds a lot, and looking at all of your faces as metaphases, so I would like to share, whatever you are performing, any kinds of meritorious deeds, please do not forget, share merit to all beings, especially the hungry ghosts, those who are the lower of the four realms, so they are very suffering. So they are waiting for your share merits. So please do not forget, share merit for all beings. They can, if they can share, and they will have free from this kind of suffering. So this is my many experience, but I do not talk about this because of only short, short minutes. So thank you.
Oops.
Sort of approach, so it's very integrative, I have to say. And swimming with a seal this morning, I have to say, Vera. Swimming every morning is part of my practice too, with some people, but I tend to just take off by myself and swim and practice as well. So that's, it's been pretty lovely. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Tara.
Dear Aria and Aya, I want to thank you for this great, fantastic retreat, and that touches my heart enormously, and the online sessions where you greatly invite us to share and ask our questions, and held beautiful Dhamma talks, and I want to ask you, please don't change anything about this retreat. It's so super. And the lovely appearance from Sayado Indoko is very beautiful. And the non-formal language is also very beautiful. How Aya, everyone looks to our faces. How Aya, beautiful talk of meta in actions, and these are so wonderful projects because of everything ends up where it's really needed. And I'm so grateful for you yogi fellows. It's so nice and supportive to see you every day and hear of your experience. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Monique.
Hello. I'll go.
Okay.
Bridget, please. Bridget and then Mary. First Bridget, then Mary.
Thank you for your clarity in teaching. I've done some metta retreats before, but this is the first one that I somehow understood something more. And also the timing has been incredible for me because I'm having eye surgery on Thursday, and I'm worried about it, but the support I'm feeling from the Metta has been very helpful and will be. So, thank you.
Thank you, Bridget. And if you could please put in the chat the time of your eye surgeries for everybody so we can radiate Metta for you. It's Mary and then Shane.
I just want to thank you, Arya and Ayavari Nyani. It was a beautiful retreat. There were days when I couldn't make it. And the Metta just kept going anyway. There have been two beautiful full moon nights here in Australia, in the bush where I live. And at 2:30, I can't help but get up and walk out on the veranda and just feel this amazing metta for being born here in this place, living here. And then to see you all on the screen at the end of each day, I just thank you so much for making this happen and for being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
In a similar way, I haven't been able to be a full part of this because of other responsibilities, but in the times I've been here, I have loved what has been shared between people and deeply appreciate the wisdom that you both bring, Arya and Aya, to this time. It's my second retreat, probably. My first one was my introduction to Metta, and this is my continuation of Metta. And as Aya spoke, I thought, I live in Metta, Metta lives in me. And I felt that was a beautiful way for me to keep moving in this process as my life continues. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being part of this.
Thank you, Shane.
I can go next.
Yes, please, Maria.
So thank you, everyone. This was a really fantastic experience to be able to get to practice so much metta and get so much encouragement and so good teaching along the way. It has been really fantastic seeing you every day for these 2 weeks. So. Someone said that she's going to miss us, and I feel exactly the same. It will be strange tomorrow morning, it's morning here now, not waking up and seeing the group and everything, but I keep the metta in my heart for myself and for all of you, and I hope to see you again, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
I'll go.
Please.
Thanks. In the short time that I've been practicing Metta, it has brought me so much already. It has been my rock, seriously. The wisdom, the ideas, the clarity, resilience just to keep going. And this love of the universal connection, that we're all one. And the Metta is just helping me realise that more and more and more. And it's helping me discover my path. And the work that both of you, Aya and Aria, are doing is just incredible. And thank you for creating this space and the knowledge and the wisdom that you've shared. And I can highly recommend, if anyone has an opportunity to do an in-person retreat with Aya, it was incredible. I did it last year at the Blue Mountains in October, and it was a transformative experience, and I highly recommend it. So I'm based in Australia, and if you'd like to contact me to keep practicing metta together, I'll leave my email and please get in touch.
Thank you, Charmaine.
Yes, hello everyone.
Yes, Juanette.
Thank you for this retreat and the wisdom and the metta and yeah, it was a playground and I am keeping on playing. And I want to show something. Because I, during the day, I always light a candle, and actually now it's the metta fire. So every day I will light a candle. And now, thank you to all.
Thank you, Swanette.
I would like to share something.
Chew on, please.
For those who were in these small interview groups with me, they get to know that I had a lot of struggles, so it was quite a journey for me. What I want to share is that after our final group meeting, I will attend a funeral of a really young woman. She died at age of 24 and had been cancer for 12 years. So I really feel the urge to cultivate. And that's just what I wanted to share, just to, yeah, acknowledge her as well. So thanks for giving us this opportunity and to remind us of how important it is. Thanks.
Thank you, Chuwon. Yes, please, Claudia.
Hello, everyone. I'm really, really happy that I opportunity for the retreat, and I also liked very much that this is online, which means in at home. It feels like then it's much easier to integrate it later. And I had a hard time before I started, and the retreat and the metta practice brought me lightness and playfulness and trust again. And what I also really liked was the sisterhood of you, Aria and Aya, the way you work together, or the way you share this practice. And yeah. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Claudia. Marquita, please.
I wanted also to say thank you to our teachers, and Aria, and for everybody. It was for me also very supportive. It went well, sometimes not so well. And I wanted also to share one thing. We have also, it's a Czech group, but there is one person who is German, so we do usually bilingually, and we meet every second Wednesday, and we had teacher before Visu who gave us Dhamma talks, which we interpreted, but he's now not very healthy and it's in Malaysia. So we decided to do Metta together. So I got also inspiration and it's very, very nice. Also, if someone was interested to join us, it's open and we can we meet by Skype at 7 p.m. European time, Wednesday, September. Yeah, but it's nice tradition. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
May I?
Yes, please. Anna.
Viranyani, may I? I don't see my hand. I don't know how to put the hand.
Oh, please go ahead.
And then I was chuckling. I was chuckling before because it came to my mind that we are your Western project because Aria showed all the pictures yesterday of your project in Burma, and I think that as in Burma people are starving and have practical problems, we also starving of Metta, and you can consider us as your Western project. So thank you very much for leading all this online retreat. It's very precious for me. And thank you all.
Thank you, Kiara. Anna.
First of all, I want to thank you and Aria, so pass it on to Aria, so I don't think she's here now. I am considering to come to the in-person retreat at the end of June in Germany, but I have a traveling problem because I looked it up and I have to use 4 trains to get there, and that's a physical problem for me. So I was wondering if one of the Dutch people are going to the retreat end of June in Germany, I will leave my email address and I would love to join a ride if it's possible. Of course, I will pay for it. So if any of the Dutch people are going, I would love to be in contact. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
I can see that Keith.
Keith, please.
Yeah.
Keith? Yeah? Or Stu, whichever one of you it is.
Hi, everybody. I'd just like to say, with a heartfelt gratitude to both Aryan and Aria a heartfelt thanks for, I know how much work is to put on this retreat, but deeper than that, let's remember that you both have spent your entire life investigating these principles and the Dharma, and we are the benefit of that. And we are all receiving these benefits. Now, this is, I feel, more, even more important than us receiving the benefits, because I feel the entire world, the development of the entire world, has been so much on technological issues and infrastructure issues and scientific issues, and all these are fine, but we, as a human race, have spent very little time developing our minds, which is the most important part. So in a way, what we're receiving here is probably the most important thing that we can possibly receive from these two wonderful teachers. So I'd just like to thank you very much for that. I'd also like to say I really enjoyed, it was wonderful how deeply people opened up to virtually complete strangers who were strangers at the beginning, and that was just wonderful and touching. So thank you for all the yogis as well. One more thing, especially for the Australian yogis or anybody overseas as well, I'm not sure if you know that Aria is coming to Perth and doing a retreat here in our beautiful meditation center. It's an absolutely gorgeous center. And there are spaces still available on that retreat, and it is, well, we'll put the details, when is it, so? I think it's in March. I can't remember the exact dates, but we'll put the date.
The
8th to the 17th of March. So we'll put those dates up, and we'll also put the website to contact for phone bookings and all information. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to pass you over to Sue.
Thank you, Keith. Sue,
I don't really have a lot to add. I just feel that I've made some wonderful discoveries during this program. I just feel really blessed and fortunate, because I have a way now of bringing my mind out of the darkness that it has a tendency to head towards. So thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
Hello. I wanted to thank Lia and Vivian Yan for this retreat. It was my first retreat ever in Metta, so I'm really thankful for this experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Katerina.
Yeah, I want to say something too. Yeah, I'm really thankful. I want to say something too. I'm really thankful for the group. I felt a lot the energy, and it was extremely supportive to the practice. So yeah, it made my day sometimes to just show up here and see all your faces and hear the voices of Aya Vilanyani and Daria. So yeah, thank you to everyone. See you next time, or in person, hopefully.
Thank you, Paolo.
Yes, anyone else?
I can continue.
Ritzka, please.
I will go first.
And then, yeah. Please go ahead, Ritzka, and then Martine.
I will go further in the retreat the second, but I want to say thank you for the group. It felt so heartwarming to feel everyone, and everyone was so vulnerable in their sharing. In just honest, so really thank you for that. I also I love chanting and singing, and with the Friede wünsche ich mir. I had another canon version. Maybe you can try it out. It's to do it in your own native language. So Jerome did it in German, and I did it in Dutch. And it's very nice. So I wanted to end with the four sentences in Dutch to you all. Vrede wens ik jou en vrede wens ik mij. Vrede voor ons allemaal en voor de hele wereld.
Wow.
To do it in German. Thank you.
Thank you, Ritzka.
I don't know what I could add now, because there is my dream. I am so grateful, really deeply grateful for everything, for everyone. And I would like to remember Sherry Tree, because it's a really a place where we can meet to every day for to practice together. And it is so, I really thank Federica and Plendishidi. To offer this possibility. And, it's about to see on the screen, and when at 6 o'clock in the morning or in the moment, I see the people. It's quite always the same, but it's not. I don't feel alone in my practice, my day practice, because before this opportunity, it was more difficult for me to practice every day. And now, really, so thank you to Federica, Pierre Bichinietti, and Natural with thank you for everything. I'm very, very grateful, because it's a very, very big opportunity to practice metta. Thank you.
Thank you, Martine. And maybe one more person before we move on to the next part of this.
May I?
Please, Marcella.
Hi, everybody. So I would like to thank you from Gigi as well, the cat, because as you have seen, he's always joining us. And especially when we are singing. So he's feeling metta too. So I'm like really happy that he had the chance to get so much metta as well. And thank you everybody, because what I want to share is like, it has been wonderful to see the wonders of practicing through daily life. Because we are not on a proper retreat setting, at least for me. And so I'm really amazed about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcella.
and metta to Gigi. So I would like to begin the next part. We wanted to make some housekeeping announcements and say a few things that are much more practical, each of us. I want to begin by emphasizing what other people have said in the chat and what you said, Martine, just now about Cherry Tree. It's an amazing resource that we can all use. So if you have a group that wants to get together and practice together, you don't have to set up your own Zoom site. That's there all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year. And so it doesn't matter what your time zone is. You know, you could be in the middle of the night, Italy time, and make an agreement to join together, to practice together on a regular basis there. And as Martine said, it's just such a wonderful thing to drop in and see other people sitting. It's a virtual meditation hall that's open all the time, and we can all use it. So really emphasizing that, and I believe, I have to check, but I believe, Federica, you put the link on. Yes, Federica put the link in the chat, so please feel free to take advantage of that. Really, it's there for everybody to use. And so if, for example, like Charmaine, you mentioned wanting to see if you could facilitate or, you know, get people together in Australia, because we'll miss all of you from Australia in the next retreat. It's an awful time zone for you on the East Coast. And, but if you want to continue this together, you can say, okay, let's meet at Cherry Tree at such and such an hour, and do that every day. And you know, that's just a wonderful way of continuing to practice together. Thank you, Federica. So feel free to copy what Federica just posted on the chat. So I'll turn it over now to Aria, if she is still here. Are you still here, Aria?
I'm still here.
Hang on.
I hope you can hear me.
Okay, I'll turn it over to Aria. We can, yes, thank you. So I'll turn it over to Aria for a few more announcements, and you know, she'll guide us through the next part of the closing.
Another practical thing is that, you know, some people would like to contact somebody from this retreat, maybe living in the same country or town. So the question is it okay for everybody that we give out the email addresses, all the email addresses to all of you? So if anybody has a concern about that, please let me know now, either in the chat or send me an email, and then I would take you off the list. But otherwise, all the addresses go to everybody. We will send out an end of retreat information sheet with more information, practical, as I already said, you know, websites where you find metta talks. And also, you know, we have done this full moon metta chanting. You have been invited to join. And so I will put your email addresses on our list for the full moon metta chants. So you will get the invitations and, you know, the day, a PDF with the dates and times for each full moon of this year. So you're very welcome to join this whenever you're free. You know, sometimes you are free, sometimes not. So whenever you are free, you are welcome to join. And what I see here, I have already said. Oh, one more thing is about, will there be a Metta retreat next year in January and February? We hope we can do a Metta retreat. It would be wonderful if it could be held here in the center in Kiensa in Upper Burma. But we don't know how the situation will be in a year's time. So if it's not possible to hold it here, then most likely we do it again online, or maybe if it's possible to travel here, a hybrid version. So we will see how that will go. And you will also be put on the address list of getting more information or further information for any Metta retreats, you know, in January and February. The day after tomorrow, now I have to talk a little bit in hidden words. I do not want to talk, to use openly certain specific words, but the day after tomorrow, it's been 3 years since the situation has dramatically changed. And it will be what they call a silent strike. Everybody's asked between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. not to go out. This has been done before, and it's amazing to see then the pictures, you know, in Yangon or big cities where it's always full of cars and people. The streets are completely empty. Nobody, no cars, no buses, no people. It's a beautiful way of yes, you know what I mean. So, if you want to think of the people here, the day after tomorrow, you know, that will be very, very supportive and helpful. So, I think that's it in regard of practical information. What we are going to do now to close off is do some metta chants and then at the end the dedication and sharing of merits. What Mimi has said is so important, to really dedicate and share the goodness, the merits with all living beings. I will say a few more words in regard to that when we come to the sharing. Now, I would like to do the Metta Sahagatena, the Four Boundless States in Pali, which is, I think, on page 3. Yes. So, ready? We will start. Metta sahagatena cittassa ekam disam bhavitva viharati tatha dutiyam tatha tatiyam tatha chatutam iti udhammato tiriyam sabbati sabba tathaya sabba vantam lokam metta sahagatena cittassa vipulena mahagatena apamanena averena abhyapachena paritva viharati karuna sahagatena cetasa ekam ditam paritva viharati tata tutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam itiyo dhammada tiriyam sabati sabat tataya sabavantam lokam karuna sahagatena cetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena avirena apyapacena paritva viharati mudita sahagatena cetasa ekam disam paritva viharati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam iti udhammada tiriyam sabati sabatataya sabavantam lokam mudita sahagatena cetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena avirena apyapacena paritva viharati upekha sahagatena cetasa ekam disam paritva viharati tata tutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam iti udhammada tiriyam sabati sabatataya sabavantam lokam upekha sahagatena cetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena avirena apyapacena paritva viharati. Then next, let's do the Friedel in Swiss German, but you can do it in your language. Page 6 on top. Again, Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche dir, Frieda für euch alle und für die ganze Welt. Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche dir, Frieda für euch alle und für die ganze Welt. Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche Let's go to page 2. That's the Burmese chants. The 4 aspirations 3 times. And then the sharing 3 times in Burmese. We'll begin.
Asasa ayaya asinti tabasi alam tatawadvi jamma tabasi chanda tabasi gosiya ginja basi seisiya ginja basi asasa ayaya asim pita basi alam tatawadvi jamma tabasi chanda tabasi gosiya ginja basi seisiya ginja basi asasa ayaya asim pita basi Ahmiya, 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 Shiyoda Mocha Bako Lo, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Ahmiya, 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 Shiyoda Mocha Bako Lo, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Ahmiya, 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 Yuda Mocha Bako Lo, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
And now we go to the very last page, the sharing of blessings. Now in English, and remember Minnie's words, you know, saying that really, really, all the goodness, all the merit that you have created with your practice, you know, the practice of cultivating metta, your practice of generosity, of sharing things, material, immaterial things, your practice of virtue, living a virtuous life, your practice of patience, your practice of truthfulness, practice of compassion or sympathetic joy, of equanimity. So bring all this merit up in your heart and mind and dedicate it joyfully for, as a supportive condition on your way to complete liberation filled with compassion and kindness, and also sharing it generously, joyfully with all living beings wherever they may be, whatever form they have, so that they may partake in this goodness, in this merit, that they may rejoice in this merit and derive joy and happiness in themselves, and that it may also be a supportive condition for them to become fully liberated. And as we have already mentioned before, if there are people who have passed away just recently, some time ago, include them as well in this dedication and sharing. They will be able to partake in these merits. So then we'll start. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, May the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana. In every kind of birth, may I have an upright mind, with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. Unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble guide. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled. Thank you so much, everybody. So we can have a few minutes where you can turn on your mic and say goodbye and wave goodbye and take a last eyeful of the little squares with the metta faces, the smiling faces. And yes, as I think Marcella has said, I'm also going to miss you. But some of you we will meet again in the second retreat. And just as a reminder, so once we finish this session, you know, then those who continue in February stay on this link, and then we have some specific instructions for you how to continue the practice.
And I want to add my thanks and my well-wishing, and also I'll miss those of you who are not showing up for the next retreat. Thank you for your practice.
If you want to move here, you can come.
Okay. Bye, all the best to you all.
Thank you.
Bye and thank you.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
A beautiful bye. Rose for all of you.
Bye, you too.
Bye.
Aloha.
Bye. Aloha, Mati.
Ciao.
Aloha, Gigi.
Ciao.
Goodbye from Norway. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye to Australia.
Thank you from Australia.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Tschüss, Iris.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And thank you all. Doei.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.